it's not from the Spirit of God, you lag behind and you easily get depressed. Just listen to the words of the song. It's saying that the Lord laid his hands on me and told me to run. You are running faster than the chariot. It's so possible. You see, I've been doing some work, which looks like, I mean, the pay is small, but your life is 100 times better. Hallelujah. See, there is an oil.
There is an oil.
Let's go.
Spirit of the Lord is on me. Spirit of the Lord is on me.
Many people will understand. is something that we call the grace of God. When it's upon a man, it makes a man very different. Even in times like this, you'll be so surprised that in the next few months you'll hear testimonies of how someone's life got transformed. Meanwhile, everybody was complaining about the dollar and the city. Meanwhile, people are making millions. Have you heard of a testimony like that before? Recently, the COVID era, whilst people were complaining,
my testimony.
Others were emerging as millionaires. It's strange. So that you wonder, where were you? Where were you sitting? Your ears were closed.
Merci, Lord.
But today I see an oil coming upon your ears. You will hear from the Lord in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. There's grace for you. It's so possible.
It is.
I tell you, things can happen in your life, and when people try to, like, they try to calculate. They'll calculate, they will not understand. This guy cry, how much do they pay them? His life. Now they begin to suspect. And they don't know that there is a supernatural hand upon your life. This will be your story in the
in
name,
the
of,
name
Jesus.
Of
Jesus.
Amen. 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 Amen.
So don't get depressed. Fear not. Know that the Lord is with you in such times. In times like, refuse to even see what is happening. Amen. Refuse to see what is happening. What you focus on is what you begin to see in your life. You get it? So it's true. Yeah, we can see the four prices going up. We can see, the currencies all falling. Even the almighty pounds and euros, all of them falling down like that. But you can be different.
Oh, yeah.
I pray that this song will be an inspiration to you.
The name of
and
you will
not just do things like any ordinary person. I pray that you will do things that are inspired by the Spirit of God. You've heard of the man Isaac, right?
Yes, sir.
You know the stories. As Isaac just mentioned, how can a name change? Like, your prayer was, you even wrestled with an angel that blessed me. And then the blessing came in the form of a name. And this is not even a name that you are saying that, maybe this is a stool name or something. Maybe they raised your status as a king. So now they've assigned a stool name to you so that now you can control the lands and the properties. This one is like a name change in the spirit. And this spirit thing is, sometimes you yourself now you say that, Charlie, what you are talking is spirit, but we are talking about
reality,
what we can see. So how can a simple name change? Sometimes all men will be moving in one particular direction, there's drought everywhere. And then the word from the Lord is that soul in that same way. It's strange when you are seeing that the grounds are so hard. It's like concrete. Say that's so in that land. And in that same year, raping over 100-fold. It's like, how possible? A land where no water is. Everybody is trying to escape. And you do the same thing.
Same thing.
So it's possible.
Yes,
it's also so possible. So I'm going to preach for a very short time. So just hopefully like 20 minutes.
It's that way.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm just trying to preach for 20 minutes. Then we'll be out of here. Okay, so last week I started a particular message. And I established the fact that God has not given unto us the spirit of what?
Fear.
And here I explained to you that the fear here was referring to a lack of boldness. The fear here is timidity. But it said he has given unto us what? Love, power, and then sound mind. I think this is the word you need for the season. He has given unto you what? Love, power, and then sound
mind.
The reason why God wants me to remind you of these things is not that you don't know. You know, you can even quote better than me. You know them. You know them. But God is trying to bring to your remembrance an ability that he has placed within you. So, in that scripture, you see, when Paul was talking, he said, let me put you into remembrance that you stir up the gift of God which is in you. So it's not that God has not placed anything in you, but your focus is off the things that God has placed in you. So there is an ability of God in you. But what are you looking at? Are you looking at what the world is saying about men or about women or about people? Or you are looking at what God has said? If you look at what men are saying, you see same things happen in your life. But if you can take off your eyes from what men are saying and look at what God has done, and look at what God has said, look at the words that he has given to you, look at the words that are stated in the scriptures, if your eyes are fixed on these things, you also begin to realize them in your life. That's what makes the difference. Just that the only problem with us is lack of concentration. Concentration. Not that we do not know how to concentrate. We can concentrate on a movie, different episode, describe everything that is happening. You can concentrate on the Korean series. You can concentrate on things that you really love. So that level of concentration that you have towards those things has made you a master of those things. Have you realized that if someone should come pick up the microphone and begin to talk about a certain topic, you can easily detect if the person is a master of that topic or not. Why? Because he's full of that. So whatever you are full of is what you actually bring out. So I'm putting you into remembrance that God is saying that he has not given unto you the spirit of fear. You know where the fear is coming from? Your fear is coming from the surroundings. The fear is not coming from within. The fear is coming from elsewhere. You are looking elsewhere. When you look elsewhere, it tells you that the environment tells you that what you have, you don't have anything in you. But when you look into the scriptures, what does it speak of? It speaks of a greater one that is in you. It speaks of God's ability in you. It speaks about the wisdom of God. I remember those days, I think that last week, Pastor Kwame reminded us of something I shared last year. Was it November 2021 or so? Where the Lord showed me, I saw that the world systems were just crashing down. And we need to search for Sabina. Bina. Which means to radiate with God. Radiate with the light of understanding. All the systems crashing down. And it has been clearly stated in the scriptures, like the example I just gave about Isaac, the example about Jacob. These things didn't look normal. But just a word, just a proclamation, just a change of name, just hearkening to the voice of God and sowing in that land. Meanwhile, everybody was experiencing what they were looking at. And they couldn't lie to themselves. Drought was there. Like how you say, reality. Reality, yes. You are feeling it in your pocket. You are feeling the heat. But God is bringing to your mind today that there is an ability of God in you. There is an ability of God in you. And usually when you look at all that is happening, aside the fact that it is the fulfillment of, unfolding prophetic, words, talking about trying times, hard moments, and all those things, all this has been prophesied about. And even currently, we still can see. Economists can project into the future. They can tell this and that and that and that. People can, say all sort of things based on what they are actually seeing. You can always project. But God's word is there. God's word must be the final say in your life. Or else you complain just like the other people. You want to complain?
No, sir.
You know why it happens like that? Because the enemy wants to take your mind away from the great invitation. I told you last week, I mentioned that the calling of God is actually an invitation. Or the invitation is the calling. And all sort of circumstances can come your way that can make it so valid for you to not be in the presence of the Master. And I think the time I was teaching about the great feast, the great banquet, I mentioned these three things, which I classified as flimsy excuses, because they can't hold much water. They were just flimsy excuses given by the three friends. One said, "What? I have bought a piece of land. And when is the best time to go and check a piece of land?"
During the day.
But he said that, in the night, he will go and check the piece of land, like he has bought a piece of land. How would you see the proper dimensions of the land and all that? The other person said, "What? He has married a new wife. If you have married a new wife, it's a time for celebration. And the king has called you, come. You might even be there, the one to be celebrated on that day." Don't say special if it's clashing with an occasion like that. And grand event by the king. And it is something that you will be recognized. He said, I'm married, so I can't be there. And others spoke about work. Well, I bought a new set of odds ends, and I have to go and inspect them. Going to inspect, you bought a vehicle, or you have a business, and you are going to inspect them in the night. Anyway, it's good that it all happened. It gave room for those people that were on the streets, on the highways, at the corners, under the bridges, the homeless people. The great invitation was extended to all of them. And the bigness of the whole feast was such that upon all, there are a lot of people fall into that category. A lot of people are homeless. A lot of people are very, very poor. Like, a lot of people. Maybe in a society, maybe 1% can be classified as okay, very okay. Then maybe 10% can be classified as okay. Majority of the people, not okay. Are you that you feel that you are okay? It's because of where you find yourself. You are okay amongst the group that you find yourself. But when you find yourself in a particular category, you realize that you are not okay. Are we there? So, these excuses never have any weight. The Master's invitation was just rejected like that. And the enemy planned it all so that you miss it. excuse is this. If your president said that, come and see you now, dear, you don't respect the president.
We'll go.
Yeah, no more yin. Okay, actually it's Joe Biden. Oh. Even if your president, most of you are complaining about our president, if he should call you right now, you'll be happy. Because whilst you are complaining, people's lives are being changed. Or you don't know. People's lives are still being changed. You have no idea how one contract can change your entire family and wipe the poverty of your family. It's a serious matter. Whilst everybody's complaining, just an invitation, just a little signature. So God's invitation is indeed a great invitation. It's a very, very, very great calling that we all have to respond to, because it's a calling for our lives to be transformed. We still not understood why he called us. And it was something that Paul himself, when he realized the greatness of this whole thing, he said, there's nothing worth living for again except him. You see, that is the place of understanding. You'll be thinking that he has gotten to the place of being brainwashed completely. Like how who's too much learning is making poor mind. And then he's now thinking sideways or thinking backwards. No, he got to the place where he understood the reason. Even that one cry, he still said that he may still comprehend. Like just a little portion that he understood of why God came for him changed his entire life. Changed his entire ministry, and nothing became a burden to him. The things that troubled us, I mean, compared to what Paul went through, what was it? But this was a man that counted all things as joy. This was a man that considered all the afflictions as light afflictions. This was a man that whose heart desire was that he may win Christ. Is it not Christ that wins people? Christ wins souls.
Exactly.
But now he has been won. Now he said that he wants to win Christ. Oh, you don't understand. Like the way God took possession. Like he wants to come to the same place of embracing God the same way. That same level of understanding. That's why I always say that there's always something about you that God knows about. In fact, he made you, he knows your name, he's your father. He knows what he has placed in you. He said, what is man that you are so mindful of? That you made him a little lower than Elohim, a little lower than the angels, or a little lower than himself. What is man that you made him, what is it at all? Because of himself in you. So men have not come to the realization of all this divine deposits within their lives. So we carelessly reject him, thinking that when we reject him, we can go for all things. Meanwhile, you miss it. In him, you find all things. In him, all things consist. So without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. In him is life. So what life are you looking for? You see, many of us, you know, the answer is in the church. The secret is made available to us. Many of us have not tapped into the abilities of the Spirit. We don't even still understand the error of the Spirit. Do you know that I mentioned most of the greatest inventions that we are seeing, do you know most of them came through thoughts, most of them came through dreams, most of them came recently. If you've been watching, if people will be open with you, most of the things that people dream and they see themselves doing it. And sometimes even when you're not dreaming, you say that, oh, I have a dream. It is still a dream. Like you have a projection, there's something that you want to become. So these things are very spiritual. They are dreams. They are there are dimensions beyond this plane. There are advanced civilizations that we know not about. But scripture talks about the fact that when men are asleep, the Lord opens their ears. You know, when you are awake like this, sometimes the disturbances, you know, it's not really clear. Like the waves are too much. You can't really focus. It's just like when it's raining and your antenna is just moving up and down. Transmission is very poor. This time when you are asleep and everything is so calm, God opens the ears of men and he begins to speak to them. That is how come nations were built. That's how come lives were transformed. The other time I mentioned this before, when Pastor Lani came around, Apostle Lani, he gave a story of how a woman went to dream. He just had a dream about Sanya Chin's destiny. How do you call it? This aluminium. How do you call it? This aluminium pants and everything aluminium. And who believed that if you go and dream and you saw things like that, like what would inspire you to move into that trade? Nothing. Like, what is all this? Maybe during the day you were preparing food with aluminium and things, and then you went to sleep and then it started reflecting in your dream. But no. You see, he dreamt about it, and the person later became the major distributor. That is what changed his life. That's what changed her life. Simple things that sometimes you might not even think that they carry value. You see, many believers have not tapped into what they have. We've not tapped into the abilities of the Spirit. Because God has placed in us his Spirit, and his Spirit knoweth all things. His Spirit knoweth the deep things of God. His Spirit is aware of every mystery. He reveals all mysteries. So what is it that has been troubling your mind? That's what I want you to get to. I want you to pick yourself up to the point where you can tell. I remember recently a friend of mine called me. And he told me, he has seen that these days a lot of men of God are talking about some things. Some things that you were speaking about many years ago. The guy actually reminded me of what I was talking about many years ago. And now men of God have started talking about it. You see, it can be shown to you. You can know the path. You can know the path to excellence. You can know the path to explosion. You can know the path to increase. He said, if ye be willing and obedient, you shall do what? You shall eat the good of the land.
Exactly.
So God can always reveal. And if you become consistent with whatever he has revealed to you, you excel. You excel. So he said, the last days, what will he do? He'll pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. And you people, the Spirit of God will come upon you. Your sons and daughters, they shall promise. They shall speak the word of God. They shall declare the words and it shall come to pass. That is an ability of the one that is born again. An ability of the one that has the Spirit of God. So they shall dream dreams. The anointing will be upon all. So what is it that we are missing? Maybe the recognition of that thing. Like as we said, you will run faster than the chariot. Why? Because he laid his hands on you and told you to run. That is all that you need. And many people will come to you and ask, what is it? The purpose of all this mystery is being revealed to you and all that is to draw people into the great invitation, or to draw people into God's global agenda, or to draw people into the kingdom. Do you get it? Because the testimony is supposed to inspire others to also come into the kingdom. So open your eyes as a child of God. Tell your neighbor, open your eyes.
Open your eyes.
Open your eyes. You have to know. Hallelujah. Yeah. Okay, so first of all, I want you to understand that an ability has been given to the child of God.
Okay.
And the ability is because of the supply of the Spirit. The supply of the Spirit makes us able. Able when it comes to anything at all related to the kingdom, anything at all related to our life. The provision for that is by the Spirit of God. And even the things that we think are not possible, with Him, He makes it what? Possible. Hallelujah. The ability that has been given by the Spirit of God must be put to use. So I'm trying to unfold how God can speak and how we can see these things happen in our lives. So first of all, you have the knowledge of the abilities. How many of you know that you can do a lot of great things, great and mighty things for the kingdom? You know? How many of you know that you can change lives? How many of you have seen people's lives just transformed by YouTube? Like, just sometimes they didn't even expect that their channels will grow that big. Very, very simple, simple, simple things. And sometimes you can be inspired to go that same way. Sometimes you go to the same thing, you don't even get one follower. Have you seen it happen before?
Yes.
If you wonder why is my channel not growing? Well, what you've applied all the things that you've heard. So the ability given by God must be put to use. How do we put it to use? The word is go. Go. The word is simple. Go. So when it comes to the area of ministry, you must follow what God has spoken to you. So you move in that direction. Go. Imagine Abraham trying to leave his father's house to a place where you have no idea. I mean, who will suddenly just stand up and say that he's going to a place called nowhere? And that I believe if you analyze things, you wonder what is happening. You are leaving all this, your father's house. You are leaving everything, and you said you are following something that is unknown. How many of you have been in a situation where sometimes you choose a particular program, a particular course, and then your parents, they are not really in support of whatever you have chosen because they think that you are choosing the wrong path or something? Like, you heard of things like that.
Yeah.
That, you are choosing the wrong path because they will tell you, okay, maybe this thing, it will work outside. Mm-hmm. Outside there, they have those things, but here, it won't work. It won't work because we are in a different African system.
Mm.
And sometimes, very serious parents have issues with their children because they are trying to mentor their children to choose something, and the children also want to do something else. Sometimes it's needful, sometimes we should allow them to do what they want to do. The point I'm trying to say is that nobody just stands up. Those things, you know, they relate with idols. And that was what has been established. Like, if you say there's a God you are serving, where's the God that you are serving? You say it's because of your parents, but that's why you can relate with the invisible. Those days, like, if you can't see it, like, it's not there. At least we know it is a spiritual entity. But then, at least we should have the door. We should have the effigy or the, how do we call it, that thing that they do. The nice, that wooden design ones and all that.
The sculptures.
That you see at the cultural centers. You know, they will say that you have to see those things. So imagine the Abraham's background. Someone who was entrenched in such a background. And all of a sudden, you stand up and say that you are following a particular God. And you heard a God speak. And you have nothing to show. There's no proof of the God that you said you have heard from. It's because of the gospel. That's why most of us can relate. But just try and be there like that. So that you don't know what you're talking about. things that our fathers have left, great grandfathers have left, for things that they worship, you are saying that you've heard something. No. So it was a very, very difficult moment for him to move in that direction. But then he followed. Go. Go. Many of us, with our ministries, you know, God has even blessed us with several anointings, like different peculiar anointings. Some, I mean, yours is in the area of evangelism, some your area in administration, some your area in, maybe you are gifted with instruments, some with healing, some with, I mean, prophetic ministry. Like different gifts, everybody has something in himself. Say, everybody has something in himself.
Everybody has something.
Ask anybody, do you know your gift?
Do you know your gift?
Let the person respond. What is your gift? Tell me about your gift.
What is your gift?
Tell me about your gift.
My gift, dear daughter.
What is your gift?
Wow.
Do you know your gift? So all of us, we have a gift. Or we have gifts. Sometimes, in the early stage of your life, you realize that, maybe I don't have any gift. But with time, as you grow up, you realize that, your gifts are mean. That's how. So right now, I can ask you right now, you will tell me your gifts. Like, you can mention different ways. It is not just one.
Yeah.
Somebody's own might just look like one, but it moves into all other streams. So though it is a gift of administration, he's able to administrate like in every field that he's put at. So he's doing well even in different departments in the church, doing well at his workplace, everywhere. It's a peculiar word. It's a peculiar one. So God has given such grace to all of us. And it will be in our best interest to identify these graces and put them to work, or else you will not see them. How will we call them? We'll call them gifts that never manifested. No, it's not supposed to be like that.
Yeah.
The only way you can know is to put it to use. It's just like you having the gift of supernatural abilities. Like how naturally it is just not natural to do something supernatural. We know the person can't walk. We can even see the legs. That is, the legs is thin. You know that by physics, it can't hold up the body. The legs is very thin. And then you are saying that the person can walk. Like the man at the beautiful gate. So everybody knew him. Everybody knew him there. It's just one particular day. I don't know the kind of fire that the disciples were working with. But that day, you can say that they were really aggressive in their spirit. They have been seeing this man all this while. Is it not the Lord Jesus that told us that we should wait till we be endued with power from on high?
Yeah.
And has it not come? One day they realize, no. We can't just be physically solving situations. We can't just be physically trying to apportion things. Oh, okay, this one is. We must utilize the gifts. Then he said, "What? In the name of Jesus Christ." You know, sometimes you are afraid, as you are even praying for the person, you are even thinking, hey, what if you raise the person and the person goes down?
Hey.
And this needs to work in our era is very dangerous because there's camera and those days. If you go and do it, it doesn't work. The people will speak, but not in a time like this. In a time like this, it will be all over social media.
I'm telling you.
So now all these things will now be fighting your faith. The fear is even bigger. Because we're in a social media world. Say the name of Jesus. It's a silver and gold. I don't think they need help. because we already heard that they had a very good system. I believe they wanted to hand over something bigger. I think Pastor Chris put it this way, that oh, you know, maybe one of them wasn't having, and another was having. Maybe it was Peter that was not having. Just say, my God, I have that. But from my perspective, I'm thinking that there was something that they wanted to offer, which is bigger than what the man is actually looking for at the moment. If you do not go out and think, you will never see any of those things. Especially if God has inspired you to even start a business. God has inspired you to start a move. God has inspired you, do this, go out and reach out. Like everybody in the message that God gives to him. What has the Lord told you? Ask your neighbor, what has the Lord told you?
What has the Lord told you?
Ask the person, when was the last time you heard from God?
When was the last time you heard from God?
When was the last time?
Today, right
here. You don't need to be hearing from, like, as I'm speaking, every day. Those days, the people we consider fathers, the people we are considering fathers of faith, heroes of faith, these were people that walked with God, and their walking with God was a matter of obedience. Like, for instance, the Lord can speak once, and these people will still abide by whatever they hold on to until God comes to speak again. Are you here with me? By you, you'll be saying that just 1 year God spoke to you, and now you've not heard from God again, so you are tired. What's this 25 years gap? 10 years gap. And sometimes the Lord will even declare a word that, oh, you will become the king. You know that you are going to become the king. And many years later, 10 years, 15 years later, before you become. Noah, you know very well that this position, this kingship is for me. And yet you still say that don't touch the Lord's anointed, because you don't want to touch the one whom the Lord has anointed before. You don't want to touch the one who the Lord has anointed before. So many of you are confused. I want you to go back to what God inspired you to do. Begin from that point. Maybe if you are confused, just begin from that point. And then begin to journey. God will make things clear. There will be clarity of vision. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I described the word of God. I told that in the scriptures it has been described that the word of God is what? Is a light on our path. And then a lamp to what?
Our feet.
To our feet. And all of us know the ability. You know, there are different kinds of light. God could have used, he's like a sun. But there are places where, we see him described as the sun and all that. That's fine. But here, he used it as what? A lamp onto our feet. Lamp doesn't shine that much. Hallelujah. A lamp is used in the night. When you're holding a lamp or you're even having a candle, how far can you see? You can't see far. You can only see your front portion. But just that you are short of safety, because at least you can see where you are moving next. You might not be able to see how far. But then little by little, as you walk, you are covering distances. Hallelujah. As you walk, you have coverage. You have coverage. You have coverage. And you cover a lot of what? Distance. Many of us are waiting to hear so clearly, and many of us have missed it. We have really missed it in trying to instead of us applying the word of God like a lamp to our feet, we want him to all of a sudden appear, like how he appeared to Paul, then your ministry will really keep long. Because how many people were you as stubborn as Paul? Did you kill as Paul? Do you know why God had to give him such an encounter? So why are you expecting such an encounter that may never come until you are moving into glory? I mean, as you are transitioning, then you will see the great light. So many people have slowed down and killed their ministries because they felt that they were supposed to experience the spectacular before they can take a step with God. I pray that you won't miss it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
But then by the word of God, you'll be able to receive guidance on the next stage of your life, the next step you're supposed to take. His word is indeed a light to our path and a lamp to our feet. So you won't miss it. You won't fall into a ditch. You won't fall into a hole. You won't fall into a pit. Because he guides you. So the word is what? Go. If I say go, I mean move in the direction of the instruction. The direction of the instruction. And as you do that, there'll be clarity of vision. Even if you feel that you're not covering much, there is still enough coverage. You are moving. You are moving. So it's the same thing with our healing ministries. It's the same thing with our prophetic ministries. It's the same thing with all the gifts that God has blessed the body with.
Okay.
He said, do not be timid. That's why I said, boldness is necessary. If you lack boldness, you'll not be able to do a lot of great things. I can tell you so many things from my earlier years of like doing ministry and all that. Many of the things is just boldness, and then you see God moving. It's just be bold enough. Trust in God's ability. Many a times we are looking at our own abilities. That's why we fall short. We fall short because of looking at our own abilities. We fall short because we try to look at our abilities and we try to trust in people too much. This my uncle said he will help me. He will help me travel to America. This my father said he will work things out. I'm not saying that men are not important, though. Men are very important. In fact, all your blessings, many of the blessings that you are going to, experience, it is going to come through men. In fact, God is not going to pour miracle like the ravens bringing you money, or ravens bringing you, how do you call it? The meter. But most of you, the ravens should rather should show up right now and bring you bread and begin to speak that I am the servant of the Most High God. The Lord said I should bring you this fresh meat. No, what will you say? You will say this is witchcraft. Yeah, so God knows your what you can carry. God knows your level. How many of you can right now, let's use a crow. Right now, all of you, when you the main idea is that when you see a crow, a lot of crows gathered in your rooftop, then bad luck or death is coming or something evil is coming closer, and all of a sudden a crow appears and is holding hot bread. Hot bread and drops it. Hot bread with jam. Bread jam. What would you say? You say that this is blood mixed with bread. You will even doubt the provision of God. So that's why many of those things do not really happy, like, and even when they happy, like, it's they are lying. The men of God are lying. Many of us cannot relate with what the supernatural things that God can do. So many of those things, it happens in their clothes, they don't come and share with you. They come and share, you see that they are lying. There are a lot of dimensions that many men are open up to, but how can they speak? They are not allowed to speak some of these things. So God comes to your level where he will give a word, where he knows that at least you can relate with that. Okay, Israel, I'm going to make you a great person in the nation. I'm going to give you international connections. I'm going to connect you from the West to the...
You are receiving it. He's a serious man. You see? So with that one, he can relate. He can relate. And then now it even empowers him. Now he begins to strengthen his connection. He's trying to lay, like, that is his goal. You see? He's trying to lay the foundation. Okay, God has spoken. Okay, so now let me tailor my CV in that direction. Let me now work out. Let me try and connect to international organizations for the fulfillment of the word. Hallelujah. Many of us, that's how we want it. We can't receive all of a sudden a camel appears with boots. It just appears at your backyard. You can't take it. You're even afraid to go in. You're afraid to relate with the camel. What is this? You call animal what? That I have seen this.
Yeah, wildlife.
Interestingly, many of the pictures that we even use, for instance, sometimes, I think there's this video where I've seen a lion, and then the lion was roaring. And then there was tongues being spoken at the background.
Yeah.
Like, this is our king. Mm. And he's roaring. Right now, if a lion appears. Is it? So, is it? You can only deal with it at a certain level of imagination. But if he should appear as a lion, maybe as a lamb, you might be, oh, okay, a lamb. Even though you won't discern. As a lion, we'll call the zoo people, right? Everybody should be in their houses and all that. But we can boldly post it on our state because it is imaginary.
Lion of the tribe of Judah.
Hallelujah. We need to build our faith to be able to relate with the raw, like when God speaks. Like, it's real, like these things that happen in the early church. Like, how can a man? How many of you know it's very difficult when you jog? After you jog for a while, you begin to pant, and you see that when you are panting and you are talking, it's very, very, very difficult. Like, you just want air. And see what the gospel can do to a man. You'll be there, and then the Spirit of God will tell you, join yourself to this chariot. A chariot, too. We said we will run faster than the chariot. That was what was happening. Join yourself to the chariot. Then you just listen to the voice of God, and you join. You started jogging and running. I don't know the speed of the chariot, but a chariot is like a very, very fast car in those days.
Yeah.
Very, very fast car. Let's say Lamborghini or something like that. It will only take a supernatural grace to outrun a chariot. Because the chariot is like 10, let's say,
horsepower.
A number of horses joined together, and they are just driving one thing. So you can imagine the speed, the horsepower. So you join yourself to the chariot, and then God started inspiring you. Then you started investigating to what the person is reading. Then you minister the gospel. Then you were able to baptize the person. And then all of a sudden the Spirit of God just took you away. Wouldn't it be strange for you? It means that you do not even carry your body. You see, so God will not do certain things with you that you will not allow. You see, it's like you've not allowed it. Because what can make such a man have such means of transport? Now I always mention that these were things that were not, it wasn't that common, but when you look throughout the scriptures, you can see that it was peculiar to certain ministries. Those with a flaming, fiery kind of ministry, the Elijahs, the Enochs. We've seen something. The Stevens, the Phillips. How can a man's faith be shining like an angel, even in the midst of death? where was his senses? Like, it means that the pains were suspended, or what? Dr. Kwame, how do we explain this? What does it mean that his face shone as an angel? Dr. Paul, how can his face shone as an angel when stone was hitting you instead of you doing this and hiding, trying to protect your head so that you don't die early? And then you said, Lord, receive my... It's like you die at a point that you want to, you know that, okay, you just want to go. It's a serious matter. So certain dimensions we will never be able to exploit until we have given the Lord access, full access to our bodies. And that is what is made known to us a little bit earlier. But then we still can't fully comprehend that our bodies are the temple. This is your body. Like, God should do what he wants to do with your body. That's how come men will do great and mighty things, very, very great and mighty things, because their bodies are dedicated to the Lord. So the Lord will use it as his vehicle. So whatever speed the Lord will want to move at, whatever grace the Lord will want to put on this man, God would put on that man. Available vessels. I think there's this video I've watched before and I rewatched it. Bishop Dad was talking about when Catherine Coleman died. Catherine Coleman, even without a title, we say Catherine Coleman. Hallelujah. Whether evangelist Catherine Coleman, prophetess Catherine Coleman, we don't know him like that, just Catherine Coleman. Yeah. In this time, forget not the title.
That's right.
Anyway, so he was describing when, at the moment that she passed away, and then all of a sudden, there was sweet smelling perfume from, like, people started complaining from outside. What is this perfume? Like perfume roses, like, what is all this? So people started tracing. And they traced that and they realized it was coming from the place where she died. Talking about the presence of angels and all that. Very peculiar happenings. People that walk with God and yielded their vessels for his use, even at the point of their death. I mean, we go to the mortuary. You know how it smells. Even those that have, they put formalin and all that, they fix the body, but still, you can't stand. But this one, such a glory, such a presence. So, give access to the Lord. Allow the Lord to use your body. Because God wants to do so many things. You know, the world, we know that the world is run on different aspects of the world. Economics, there are science and technology, you have, like, mention them. Politics, mention them.
Media.
You'll be so surprised that there are certain people that are called by the Lord to influence the financial systems of the world. People that are called by God. A man like Joseph. Hallelujah. People that affect economies. I'm not just mentioning Bible, but as I'm saying it, like, begin to locate your place. There are people in the area of technology, like, they are supposed to bring something to the world. Different areas. There are people that are chosen by God. So where is your people? Where is your calling? Where is your God-ordained ability? Which direction are you supposed to move in? Find that and become what God wants to become. Go. That is the word. Tell me about go.
Go. Go.
So all the abilities that God has given unto us, we must actually utilize. Then, let me show you something. when God is working with a man, when God is working with a man, you know that God's thoughts are way, way higher than the thoughts of ordinary men. So what you can do is to exempt yourself from the work. Not as in I'm talking about exempt your human self from the work, or else that will become a limitation on what God is doing. There's this principle in physics that we learned about. I remember you learned about collisions and all those things. So when you have a bigger body colliding with a smaller body, the influence of that bigger body, like, it overwhelms what it just carries over. It takes over completely. Many that will do great things for God. Many people that will do great things for God, they will have to take away that human nature. Like, they just have to accept that human nature, or else you won't do much for the kingdom. Like, because the things will blow your mind, and if you try to think, if you try to understand, hey, how can this be? It's just like you asking a question, how can this be? How can it be when there's an overshadowing? When you allow God's speed to override your speed, when you allow the presence of God to consume you, then God can do what He wants to do with your life. So as I said, God is interested in everything that is happening in the world. Like the different areas of the world. If not, you shouldn't be here. You should have been wherever you were before you came here. But you appeared here, and you can see that you have peculiar gifts, peculiar abilities, different desires. All these things must be tailored towards the kingdom again. Hallelujah. Are we there?
Yes, sir.
So your gift, your abilities, it must all be used for the sake of the kingdom. Hallelujah. I think what was it? I heard someone talking about it. Okay, for some of us, the person really understood his place. It doesn't mean that you exempt yourself from the general, the normal preaching of God's word and all that. But the person understood his calling. He said, for us, some of us, God has given us wisdom that we will go and make what? Money. And then we will bring the money to come and then what? Push the work of God. I think I had one apostle too speaking. He was trying to, I think he was commissioning one of the real estates of his son. And he said, his own was simple. He said, come, and God will give you covering through me. By you, God has given you wisdom. Go and make the money and bring me the money so that I will do God's work. Hallelujah. You get a point. He might not have the ability to go moving about trying to look at doing real estate, doing this, doing that, doing that. But there's someone that has been skilled there. He has been skilled to build. There are people that are skilled to build. There are people that are skilled to what, to do things, special things. Some people, artwork. They are very skilled with, like, their hands. So he can use some people to, they can't really do any of those things at all. What they can do is to talk or to preach. Mm-hmm. So don't say that is not work. Hallelujah. Do you understand? Everybody and their individual peculiarities. So use what you have and then bring the fruits of it for the kingdom. It's supposed to be for the purpose of the kingdom. Many people in the kingdom do not have genuine hearts. It's the reason why sometimes it looks like there's a limitation of the extent of our blessings. Haven't you prayed this prayer? Oh Lord, you know my heart. God, you know my heart. When you bless me, it will be for the gospel. It's like you are trying to, as you are praying that prayer, your thought is telling each other, are you trying to, like, trace God's hands to do what He knows might hurt you, or to do what He knows might destroy you? Because it's a nice prayer, but then the heart of the prayer is that, Lord, that me too I will enjoy.
That's right.
Lord, that me too my family will be transformed. Yes. Lord, me too, so that me people will see of the goodness of God upon my life. Like, it's good. We all testify, but it is not genuine. Mm. If God brings you the money, or God leads you into venture that will bring, I tell you, you keep the money to yourself. Yes. And you make $10 million and you bring $100,000 to the church. The pastor might be happy. Oh wow, the Lord is blessing our brother. The Lord is doing, but the percentage you brought in, that wasn't the prayer that you spoke to God about. So now if there's supposed to be a push to a higher place, God wouldn't want you to get destroyed, because God has seen in your heart perpetually that it's the 100K that you keep on bringing. Mm.
The 100K.
Just the 100K out of the million. So he'll just sustain you there. Mm. You see, we need to give ourselves room to grow. Hallelujah. And then working on our hearts that our intentions will be pure. Mm. I tell you, when we are able to get this thing clearly, you know, the world, their intentions are genuine. Yes, I'm making money for myself. I want to live. It's genuine intentions. But you are saying, you are using God. That God, so that I may support your work. But then your heart is far away from it. Those that will do great things for God, their heart must be so clean and pure. Then God can just open you up. Is it for the purpose that your name will be listed in the Forbes list of millionaires or billionaires, that you make a name for yourself? Or you make a name. Usually men want to make a name for themselves. Let us build a tower that will make a name for us. Hallelujah. So this self-sells us something that I'm telling us we need to be able to take it out of our lives. It's very, very important. When we're able to take ourselves out of the whole thing, that's when pure love will flow. Pure love. That's why the other time I explained to you that the opposite of love is not necessarily hatred. It is what? Selfishness. Mm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because greater love has no man than to God. Get to the point of offering up himself for his brother. Understand it? So, let this message guide your heart. Let this message make your heart pure concerning the abilities that God has placed in you. You see, many of you will do well, and I know very well that you will do well. You will do well financially. Even in the midst of all this trouble, you will excel.
Amen. Amen.
You will do great and mighty things. Many of you will shape the financial world. Many of you will do great and mighty things for the kingdom.
Amen.
Yes. It is so. The Lord has established it.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. But then this is it. In order for us to grow, you know, God's kind of growth is such that you always exceed. You always exceed the previous. Mm. You get it? So that the glory will always be greater. Yeah. I want you to program your mind for greater revelation of God's glory in your life. So that what God is capable of doing with you now, in the next few months, God will do greater.
Mm.
Hallelujah. It's about opening up yourself. So, look not down on yourself. Do not look down on yourself. Do not be timid. Be bold. Be inspired by the Spirit of God. Be strong in the Lord. And know that the love of God is with you. The power of God is with you.
Amen.
So that you can do the impossible. Times might be hard, but it is not hard for them that live. Mm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, if you be willing and obedient. As I said, there can be drought everywhere. Drought. But you will hear, sow in this land, and you will reap. Happened, and I gave him a present day example in the COVID. How many people became, they did so well. Meanwhile, majority, everybody was complaining, but others were also making it. Some made it out of what nose mask. And others also thought that, oh, they are going to make out of the nose mask. They went by and they went into loss. But getting to that time now, the nose mask which was going for the, how they got the shield and all those things which we were going for, 15 cities, 20 cities, have all now dropped to what, 1 city, 50 best friends, 20.
Wow.
You see. So, you have to hear well. Are you here with me?
Amen.
You have to hear well so that you do well for the kingdom. So that you'll be there thinking about your problems instead of advancing the kingdom. Let's be upstanding.